Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Quilici scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blefary. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. Snyder goes all the way around to score. Seaburn moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Orioles, 2. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Steve Barber. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder bunts in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Plyce now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Johnson moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.